We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dennis Paul. He is the general manager of the LaCrete Lumber Barons of the NWGHL, the champions of the NWGHL, in fact, this season. First question for you here, Dennis, is that, kind of sunk in finally that you guys managed to win the league title in just your second season of the league?
Yeah, you could kind of put it that way. You know, we had a goal to try to finish top three and get to the final this year. And then, you know, we did a few tweaks before the playoff run on some lines, and things seemed to gel up, and we were able to have a very successful playoff run with the group. And, yeah, to get the title here on year two is ahead of our schedule in terms of, you know, what we might have hoped for sure.
Certainly on your team, you had a number of players that really stood out during the season. I know the big story in the regular season was the offensive numbers that were put up by guys like Drew Friesen, Eric Giesbrecht, Jonah Cardinal, that kind of stuff. But during the playoffs, you also had your goaltender Andre Giesbrecht, who I think maybe got overshadowed a bit at times during the season. You know, he really played good and was actually the MVP of the playoffs. So what do you think about some of the big-name players that you had in your team this season?
We're pretty pleased to collect a couple younger guys back to LaCrete that were outside of the community playing either academy hockey or AAA somewhere, and they decided to come back and play at home. And the young guys put a lot of good numbers up drove the front end quite well for points and for goals. And, you know, it was an offensive theme with our team for a while. But, you know, knowing Andre was back in the net there, gave us a lot of quick turnarounds too, with a save or two, and away we went. So you are somewhat correct there with, you know, taking our back end for advantage a little bit. We had a really solid defense, and with Andre in the pipes there, he took the majority of the games and the playoff run and ran with it. He was very focused, and he absolutely was our MVP for the playoffs for the numbers he put up and for the backstop he did.
Of course, kind of now the next thing up for you guys is the Junior B Provincials going to be happening here in Peace River the first week of April. Definitely looking to be a very interesting tournament. Looks like most of the other leagues have got their championship teams figured out. So it looks to be a pretty stacked field at the tournament. What's kind of sort of the big thing that you guys have been working on to try and sort of prepare for that week?
Well, I think head coach Dion Knelson is just going to carry forward with the focus and the discipline that he's brought into the playoffs with the group. I don't know if we're going to change anything up except try to do better what we're doing already. You know, we're a pretty young team. Maybe that will be against some heavier, older teams. Most of those teams from the South will have their 4 21-year-olds maxed out and a lot of talent on some of those teams. So we're hoping to maybe, you know, surprise some teams maybe with just the fact that we're young, we got some energy, and maybe, you know, that's an advantage. But maybe it also might be a hill we have to climb against some more experienced teams, like if Wainwright's back into it. And, you know, St. Albert Merchants are a strong team and club that brings a lot of compete as well. So definitely a step up in terms of five hard games to get to the final. And, you know, every game is, we've got to be better than the last one.
And, of course, the tournament, of course, happening here in Peace River. And one thing I definitely noticed, certainly since you guys joined the league, is that you're getting quite a few fans that make your way down to the games at Peace River now with you guys being at the Provincials happening here. Do you think you're going to get quite a few, the fan support going to continue here in the tournament? Think you get some more fans make their way down here this week?
I think you're spot on, Kyle. We'll probably have a pretty good collection of folks trying to get down there or find a hotel room. It's already been a lot of chatter around town where people are looking to stay somewhere, find a room. It's really been a great support out of the community. Like, we couldn't ask for anything better than what's happened in terms of people wanting to get behind us up there and even on the road. So I suspect that we'll have a pretty good fan base at the games, and that voice and that cheer in the crowd, and hopefully that's a bit of an advantage we also can bring into the game against teams that are traveling up from the South.
Well, definitely should be a very interesting Provincials coming up here. Dennis Paul, General Manager of the NWGHL's LaCrete Lumber Barons, thanks for joining us here today.
bet. Thanks, Kyle. See you down there.